News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer, and it's the start of the week, the end of the month, and time to start our drive through the news. Bihar is battling really bad floods. So bad that the deputy chief minister of the state had to be rescued from his house in Patna. He and his family were marooned inside their home for 3 days, with food and water running out. And if this is happening with a VIP, imagine what's happening with the man on the streets. The water in some parts of Patna is so high that you can't see the cars parked on the road anymore. 8 feet of water, they're saying. People are perched on their terraces. The government had to use cranes to rescue some of them over the weekend. Our reporter in Patna, Prabhakar Kumar, went out with a rescue team this morning to some of the worst affected areas.
The NDRF, that is the National Disaster Relief Force, the State Disaster Relief Force, they're all on the ground trying to evacuate people, trying to help out people, trying to bring food and water, drinking water and the milk to the people who are stranded in their homes. You can see people living on the rooftops, and the problem with them is that for the last 48 hours, there's no power in the area.
So what brought this on? Listen to Rajiv Pratap Rudi, the BJP MP from Saran in Bihar.
Patna is reeling under an exceptional situation. I don't know whether it's climate change, but in this season when it is the beginning of Kalash Thapan and Dashera, the first day the whole city of Patna was drowned. It's not because of floods, it's rainwater.
It's not floods, it's rainwater. What that essentially means is that the rivers did not overflow their banks, but it rained really heavily. And yes, the rain was definitely spectacularly heavy over the last 4 days or so. Patna got 120 millimeters of rainfall in 24 hours. Some other parts of Bihar had it even worse. But the problem in Patna was the drainage. Drains clogged by plastic and debris. The Patna Nagar Nigam gave its workers yellow raincoats and sent them out to unblock the drains as the rain kept falling over the weekend. But of course, that was like trying to drain a lake with a bucket. Or even 20 buckets. It's just not enough. Patna's also had unregulated construction for years. So buildings have come up, blocking drainage systems, natural waterways have been cemented over, and now the rainwater has nowhere to go. It could still rain some more. The Met Department has sounded a weather alert, and schools are shut until the situation gets better. Yes, the rain this time was way worse than usual. But could this crisis have been avoided? Patna's a state capital, a smart city, and I suspect a little bit of urban planning would have gone a long way. 40 days and counting. P. Chidambaram's stay in jail just got longer. The Delhi High Court has denied him bail and extended his judicial custody until Thursday. The court feels the former finance minister could influence witnesses in the INX Media case. The allegations are that INX Media was illegally granted licenses to receive overseas funding during Chidambaram's tenure as finance minister. This is the media company which was run by Peter and Indrani Mukherjee. Indrani has claimed that she met Chidambaram to push their case. Chidambaram has denied that outright. Another businesswoman, another big name. Boris Johnson has denied that there was anything wrong with his relationship with Jennifer Arcuri, an American tech entrepreneur. The allegation is that while Boris Johnson was the mayor of London, that's between 2008 to 2016, Arcuri's company received thousands of pounds of public money. She also apparently joined trade missions without actually being eligible for them. In fact, she attended 3 trade events within 1 year, all headed by Johnson. Jennifer Arcuri runs a company which provides training in ethical hacking. They're calling this the retail apocalypse, the string of big global brands that are getting squeezed out of the market. Toys R Us, Barney's, Nine West, and now the latest, Forever 21. The clothing brand has filed for bankruptcy protection in the US. What this means is that Forever 21 will continue operations while it works out a plan to pay its creditors. And that's no small amount. Forever 21 says it estimates its liabilities to be between $1 billion to $10 billion. It's known around the world for fast fashion, which is basically trendy clothing at low prices. But with 800 outlets around the world, maybe the fast expansion got too hard to handle. Lots of these stores will now be closing as Forever 21 cuts back. No cutting back for Robert De Niro. the Hollywood star has dropped the F-bomb on Donald Trump again. Here he is in conversation with CNN's Brian Stelter.
This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of
them
of you.
Them.
Okay, well, you know, this is cable,
sorry.
So it's not an FCC violation,
sorry.
But it is still a Sunday morning.
Well,
I do wonder why you choose to go that
let
way.
Let me say something.
Why do you choose to go that
way? We are at a moment in our life, in this country, where this guy is like a gangster. He's come along and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation.
Robert De Niro, ladies and gentlemen, keep it cool tonight. I'm Shayani Iyer. Join me again tomorrow at 6:30 p.m.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.